So shall we start?
Yeah. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. Gopi Jana Balava Ivarada. Yashoranandana Prajajana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balava Givara Dhara Gopi Jana Balava Givara Dhara Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Randa Yashodhana Raja Jana Randa Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava. Gopi Jana Balava Girivarada Gopi Jana Balava Girivarada Yashodhanandana Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jai Radha Madhava. Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 28.
我们今天阅读的是 博迦梵歌第9章第28世节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Shubha Shubha Palayadevam Mokshase Karma Bandhanai Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma Vimukto Mamupaishasi. Shubha Shubha Palayadevam Mokshase Karma Bandhanai Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma Vimukto Mamupaishasi. Shubha Shubha Palayadevam Mokshase Karma Bandhanai Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma Vimukto Mamupaishasi. One of you want to chant?
Shubha Shubha Palayevam Mokshase Karma Bandhanai Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma Vimukto Mamupaishasi.
Good. Words. Shubha.
Shubha.
From auspicious. Ashubha.
Ashubha.
And inauspicious.
和不吉祥的.
Palai.
Palai.
Results.
结果.
Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
这样.
Mokshase.
Mokshase.
You will become free.
你将要解脱。
Karma.
Karma.
Of work.
活动的。
Bandhanai.
Bandhanai.
From the bondage.
从束缚中。
Sannyasa.
Sannyasa.
Of renunciation.
弃绝的。
Yoga.
Yoga.
The yoga.
瑜伽。
Yukta Atma.
Yukta Atma.
Having the mind firmly set on.
心念固定于
Vimukta.
Vimukta.
Liberated.
解脱了
Mom.
Mom.
To me.
我这对我
Upaishasi.
Upaishasi.
You will attain.
你将达到
In this translation, in this way you will be freed from bondage to workAnd its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me and this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me.
译文，这样你就能够免于工作及其吉凶的结果的束缚。以这条气绝的原则将心意专注于我，你必会得到解脱，必达到我。
Her part, and your suit.One who acts in Krishna consciousness under superior direction is called Yukta Vairagya. The technical term is Yukta Vairagya. This is further explained by Rupa Goswami as follows. Anasakta Vishayan Yataram Upayanti Ta Nirbanda Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagya Uchate Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12255.Rupa Goswami says that as long as we are in this mature world, we have to act. We cannot cease acting. Therefore, if actions are performed and the fruits are given to Krishna, that is called Yukta Vairagya, actually situated in renunciation. Such activities clear the mirror of the mind, and as the actor gradually makes progress in spiritual realization, he becomes completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of God.Therefore, at the end he becomes liberated, and this liberation is also specified. By this liberation does not become one with the Brahma Jyoti, but rather enters into the planet of the Supreme Lord. It is clearly mentioned here, Mam Upaishasi, he comes to me, back home, back to Godhead. There are five different stages of liberation, and here it is specified that the devotee who has always lived his lifetime here,under the direction of the Supreme Lord, as stated, has evolved to the point where he can, after quitting this body, go back to Godhead and engage directly in the association of the Supreme Lord. Okay? Read that much?
Okay. 要旨，一个在高能者的指导下行在 Krishna 知觉中的人称定为坚定 Yukta Vairagya。专门的名称叫做坚定的气绝。以下是 Rupa Goswami 进一步的解释。在 Bhakti Rasa Mirita Sindhu 的第二章的第255诗节， Rupa Goswami 说，只要我们在物质世界便需活动，我们无法停止活动。如果从事于活动而将结果献给 Krishna， 那么就叫做坚定的气绝了。实际上活动者处于气绝之中，那么这样的活动便能够施进心境，而且随着活动者在灵性觉悟上的不断增进，便会完全皈依至尊人格守神，因此最终他也会获得气绝，这解脱也是坚定的。这解脱之后呢，他不是与梵光融为一体，而是直接的进入了至尊主的心宿。这里清楚的指明了他归于我，重返家园，回归守神。解脱的境界有五种，这里特指的终生常只按照至尊主的指示活动的奉献者，例如上述已发展到这一定的阶段，他在离开躯体后能回归守神，直接跟至尊主联系。 Maharaj.
Okay, thank you. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya.Chaksur Umilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sajya Jatam Sahagana Raghana Tandikam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinam Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pascha Chadesantam Pancha Kalpa Chirubhyas Cha Vipasindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. So this Yukta Vairagya, that's we hear quite a bit from Srila Prabhupada, who was a perfect example of it.
那么这里面这个词 Yukta Vairagya, 那我们在这里面呢就听了很多, 那么Srila Prabhupada呢给了我们非常好的解释例子。
Rupa Goswami gave the concept, whatever you do, you give it to Krishna. And we get that question from so many householders, how can I serve Krishna when I have to work and everything?
那 Rupa Goswami 在这里面给我们解释，就是说呢， 无论你做什么，都为Krishna而去做这件事情。 那么很多在休息中的Grihastha居士们就在问这个问题， 因为我得工作，我得做很多的事情， 我怎么才能够是恰当的做法才是正确的做法呢？
We have to use everything for Krishna.
对呢，我们要把一切都用于对Krishna之中。
We don't have to have nothing and live on the street or something.
那我们其实不需要放弃什么，或者说是住到大街上去。Like
sometimes we see people that live on the street, but they're very attached to the place where they sleep. It's my place. They fight over it.
有的时候我们就看到睡在大街上的人，他呢其实对于他在大街上睡的那个地方，他是非常的依附的，他总是跟别人打架说这是我的地方。But
Yudhishthir Maharaj is the topmost example. He had opulence that the demigods were bewildered, but he didn't think anything was his. Everything is Krishna.
但是Yudhishthir王就给我们说了一个很好的榜样。虽然说呢，他拥有一切，他是这个世界之主，但是呢，让而且他都会让这个半神人们都会感到困惑。但是他就会说，所有这一切都不是我的，都是 Krishna 的。
Another question that comes up when it says auspicious and inauspicious.
而在这里面还有一个关于吉祥和不吉祥的问题。
So, you know, generally when we say auspicious, we talk about some kind of spiritual benediction, something that helps our spiritual life.
那么通常来说，当我们说吉祥的时候呢，我们就说的是得到的吉祥的，就是在灵性上的福祉，一些能够使我们在灵性上取得进步的事物。But
when we see this, that, you know, renouncing both inauspicious and auspicious, that means, like Krishna says so many times, equal in happiness and distress, equal in honor and dishonor, equal in everything, opposite.
其实这和 Krishna 在《菩萨梵歌》里面提到了很多的，我们将无论是在这个快乐和痛苦、荣和辱之间，都处在一个非常的平衡的状态的这个理解是一样的。Just
try to give everything to Krishna, but he's talking about the material results. You know, whether you get famous, you get rich, or you
renounce attachment.
Don't cry over material loss and don't get all excited about material gain.
不要为物质上的一些失去 而感到悲伤，也不要因为物质上的获得而感到非常的喜乐。
So that's Shubhasha. It's auspicious. So,
所以这就是
Shubhasha. Siddhanta especially started the show of using everything for Krishna.
So Maharaj, the first part is broken again here.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, he made it. First, like really obvious, you know, Yukta Vairagya.
那么这个说了 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 呢，他首先就让这个 Yukta Vairagya 是非常的显而易见的。
He had a car.
Okay.
At that time in India, there were very few cars.
那么这个Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他就显现了显而易见的 Yukta Vairagya。 那么在他首先呢有一辆车，那么在印度并不是那么多人有车。
But and Sanyasi not supposed to ride in the car.
而且呢 Sanyasi 他也不应该是坐车前行的。
Only walking.
只是应该行走步行。
But he used that car for preaching.
但是呢，他却用这个车呢来进行传教的活动。
You know, of course, it can maybe get somewhere quicker, but also in those days, a car would attract a lot of attention in the village.
当然了，就是汽车呢能够让他很快的、更快的到达某地，但是在那个年代呢，在村子里面，汽车是非常的打眼的。
So people would come to see the car, and he preached it.
那所以呢，人们就会跑过来看这辆车，所以呢，他就用这个机会呢，去为人们传教。
And he made that exhibition, the diorama, used all that, you know, kind of technology.
而且呢，他就用了所有的各种各样的科技。
For beautiful preaching exhibitions.
所以说呢，他就在这个展览上用各种各样的科技来进行美妙的传教。
And when he dealt with the British, and he would dress like them sometimes.
而且呢，当他在应付英国人的时候呢，他有的时候也是穿着的非常的体面的。
Then, of course, Srila Prabhupada, he used everything even more.
那当然，舍勒巴帕呢，他更加的把所有的东西都用在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
His airplane, car.
比如说呢，他用飞机，用汽车。
Computers.
电脑。
Whatever there was, it could be utilized to reach out more people to Krishna. Prabhupada used it.
所以无论有什么东西能够帮助更多的人能够接触 Krishna 的话，那舍勒帕帕都会去利用这些都会去利用这些设施。
So we want to become like that. We just want to, whatever we have, think how can I use this for Krishna, whatever we see.
那么所以说我们也是希望能够这样，无论我们有什么或者无论我们看到了什么，我们都希望能够把它用在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
So the point is we're living in the material, we have to do something, nobody can do nothing.
这个关键就在于我们是生活在这个物质世界里面的，我们必须得做一些事情，没有任何人是可以不做任何事情的。
But if whatever we get from our work we give to KrishnaThat means we know, not that we don't have anything left. When you give things to Krishna, you still have it.
那也就是说，我们在工作中无论得到了什么，我们都要把它给 Krishna。那其实我们也知道，如果我们要是把这给了 Krishna 以后呢，并不意味着我们就什么都没有了，而是我们还有足够的留下来的东西。
But we realize, it actually belongs to Krishna, not me.
但是呢，我们知道，就是这一切其实都是应该给 Krishna 的，并不是给我的。
So, that's real renunciation.
对，这个才是真正的弃绝。
work and you give the fruits to Krishna. The results.
Yeah, yeah. 就是无论我们做了什么，但是呢，就是做了这个事情的这个结果都是 Krishna 的。
That's why there's that word fruitive worker. He's working just to get something.
那么，所以我们有一个说法，就是功利性活动者。那么他是要为自己的一些结果去活动。
Not working for Krishna.
那么他是为自己去做这些事情的，并不是为 Krishna 而去活动的。
So we want to do everything for Krishna. And understand, this is Krishna. It's my body is Krishna. It's my mind. Whatever skills I have, whatever wealth I have, or house, or, you know, country, or whatever, you know, someone may possess, it really belongs to Krishna. That's the real renunciation.
那么所以说我们要知道所有的这一切都是为 Krishna 而做的，但我们要知道无论我们有了什么，无论是我的这具躯体，还是我的心意，还是我的智性，或者说我有拥有某些技能，或者是有一些这个财富，或者是我在国家中或者在这个团体里面所拥有的任何一个东西，其他所有的这一切全部都是 Krishna 的。
So that he becomes liberated, but it's not an ordinary liberation of merging into the white light or something. It means going back to God and going to be with Krishna.
那所以这才是真正的弃觉，而且这也是解脱。但是这种解脱呢，并不是说是让自己融入了一片白色的光芒之中，而是真正的回到了守身之兵，和 Krishna 在一起了。
So then the next paragraph.Anyone who has no interest except to dedicate his life to the service of the Lord is the real sannyasi. Such a person always thinks of himself as an eternal servant, dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. As such, whatever he does it for the benefit of the Lord. Whatever action he performs it as service to the Lord. He does not give serious attention to the fruitive activities.Or prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. For ordinary persons, it is obligatory to execute the prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. But although a pure devotee who is completely engaged in the service of the Lord may sometimes appear to go against the prescribed duties, he doesn't really. Okay.
Okay. 所以接着读这个要旨。等一下，谁终生奉献于对主的服务而别无他求，实际上已经晋升到了弃绝阶段。这样的人常以自己为永恒的仆人，完全依靠主至高无上的意志。如此，他无论做什么都是为了主，他无论采取什么行动，都是把他当成是对主的服务。对于功利性活动或韦达经上所提到的固定的责任。他并不怎么在意。
Okay.
一般人必须要履行韦达经所附定的责任，纯粹的奉献者全心全意的为主服务，虽然有时好像违背了附定的韦达责任，但实际上并不是这样。Okay.
So that's stated other places too. Krishna says, not one who lights no fire and performs no work. The real sannyasi is someone who's giving everything to Krishna. Who knows?
那么所以说在另外一个地方 Krishna 也说了，就是说一个人他并不是说他就不去举行祭祀了，然后他什么也不做了。而是呢，他是要从事这个活动，并把所有的一切呢都给 Krishna， 因为他知道所有都是属于 Krishna 的。Maharaj?
Yeah, he's now coming. So, Prabhupada said many times, if we can just think, understand, I'm a servant of Krishna, that's the real perfection. But that, you know, realization, so we never try to think that I'm anything but a servant of Krishna. Whatever we do, whether you're just working, taking care of your family, whatever, it's service to Krishna.
Okay. 那持续了话题说，舍尔爸爸说，如果我们要是能够想到我们是Krishna 的仆人，然后以这样的这种心态去从事活动的时候，就已经达到了一个完美的一个境界。就是我们要知道，我们在做任何事情的时候，无论我们是在工作的时候，还是我们在服务我们的家庭的时候，我们都是以 Krishna 的仆人的这样的一种心态在从事这样的服务。
So like, you know, Buddha Hari Prabhu, everybody likes his kirtan. He says he's chanting, he thinks of it as service to the devotees. So devotees like to hear a nice kirtan. So he tries to, he's thinking like this is for the benefit, this is for the pleasure of the devotees and Krishna.
那比如说像 Buddha Hari Prabhu, 那么他就会说当他在唱诵的时候，因为奉献者都喜欢听他唱诵 bhajan, 那么他就说呢，我是把他给当成我是在为奉献者在进行服务来做的这么一件事情。
So, ordinary people, we have to work, you know. They have, but Krishna is saying sarva dharma parichajat. We don't have to do all kinds of, if you're offering everything to Krishna, we don't have to do all kinds of rituals for the demigods and all kinds of social obligations and everything.Everything is covered by serving Krishna.
因为我们在物质世界，所以呢，我们就必须要去从事一些活动。那么 Krishna 就说呢，那么我们只要是把一切都当做对 Krishna 的服务再去做的时候呢，我们其实是不需要去从事一些仪式性的活动，比如说呢，去对半身人去进行祭祀啊，然后把这些东西供奉给半身人呢，我们是不需要这么做的，因为我们只要是把它当成一个对 Krishna 的服务就好了。
So, the next paragraph, it says that Vaishnava authorities say that even the most intelligent person cannot understand the plans and activities of a pure devotee. The exact words are tanra, bhaktya, kriya, mudra, vigayana, bhuhaya, from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 23:39. Person who is thus always engaged in the service of the Lord, who is always thinking and planning how to serve the Lord, is to be considered completely liberated already.And in the future, going back to Godhead is guaranteed. He is above all materialistic criticism, just as Krishna is above all criticism.
接着读要旨，其据 Vaishnava 权威说，即使最有智慧的人也无法了解纯粹奉献者的计划和活动。其原话是这样的：Tanra Vakya Kriya Mudra Vigehana Bhukhaya。Chaitanya Charitamrita 中篇23章的第39世节，常对主奉献服务，常对主做奉献服务的人，常想着计划着怎样去服务于主的人，可以认为从现在起就已经完全的解脱了，那么将来也保证能够重返家园，回归守神。他超越了一切物质的批评，就像是 Krishna 超越了一切批评一样。
So like Srila Prabhupada, even still, but in the beginning, nobody could understand why is he doing different things, you know.
Srila Prabhupada, 其实现在依然也如此，就在最开始的时候呢，很多人都没有办法理解他为什么要做各种各样的事情。
We distributed books, you know, because Prabhupada said to, but, you know, Prabhupada knew what was going to happen, how Krishna would become more and more famous.
那比如说这个派书，因为说实话他知道 Krishna 他会变得越来越有名。
I think I sent you a television ad came and the girl is riding in a luxury car and she's reading the science of self-realization.
那么就有一个广告，那么这个广告片里面是这样的，就是一个女孩呢，她是开着一辆名车，但是呢她在读着自我觉悟的科学。
And it's interesting because the book that they show, it's obviously quite old. It's, you know, the page is a little bit yellow and it's the old cover design. So somebody's been keeping that book for a long time. Somehow they put it in their commercial and it shows a picture very clearly.
那么这个广告的这个呈现呢很有意思，因为这个女孩她手里读的这本书呢是一本看起来非常老旧的一本书，这个页呢都发黄了。 也就意味着某人呢留着这本书都留了好长一段时间了，但是呢它被展现在了这个广告里面，而且呢是非常的清晰的展现了它。
The devotees couldn't understand why Prabhupada wanted to buy land in Mayapur so far away from everything.
然后当时呢奉献者也没有办法理解为什么释迦帕帕的要在那么前不着村后不着店的玛雅普去购置一大块土地。
But Prabhupada knew, so, you know, that of course that's Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, but, you know, it became, nobody was going there in those days, but now it's so too busy place.
那虽然说这个地方当时就已经知道是朱彻坦尼马哈巴布的出生地，可是当时呢是处在一个非常的荒凉的一种状态，也没有人去。可是舒拉爸爸他就有这样的视域，他知道就这个地方将是一个非常的吸引人的地方，很多人都会到那个地方去拜访。
In Bombay also, the Juhu, the devotees said, why not? We should have a temple downtown where all the people are.
那当时在孟买的 Juhu, 也是让奉献者非常的困惑，就我们为什么要在这个地方建一个庙呢？我们本来就是应该是在城里边一个更热闹的地方去选址。Maharaj?
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't sleep last night. So, point is, like we always say, Satyatam Kirtayam Tomam, Tantas Chadadavataha. The devotee is always engaged in chanting my glories, and he doesn't give it up no matter what.
所以这里面就说到了这个奉献者呢，无论在什么样的情况下都不会放弃去唱诵对我的荣耀。
So we utilize the results of our work, we get some money, or, we have a house, you have a place to chant, worship Krishna, invite other people, whatever it is, everything belongs to Krishna. Devotees just want to serve.
所以说如果我们要是在工作中赚了钱，或者是我们有一个房子，那我们都可以用作对 Krishna 的服务之中。比如说我们可以在屋里面念诵，然后呢我们也可以把这个房子用来去邀请其他的人来我们这个家里面来进行联谊。那么所以所有这一切呢，因为我们都知道它是属于 Krishna 的。
Like Prabhupada, we know the Bhagavad Gita, there's one verse that says, the time of awakening for the self-realized soul is a time of sleep condition.
那我们在《波迦梵歌》里面有一个师节，就是在众人醒来之时是一个自我觉悟的，不是就是众生沉睡之时是自我觉悟的人的醒觉的时分。
And so when Hari Vilas Prabhu met Prabhupada, he asked him, "What is the meaning of it?"
所以当 Hari Vilas Prabhu 见到释迦牟尼的时候呢，他就问他这件事是什么意思。
And he said that means.When we see the materialist, we laugh.
那舍尔帕帕就说呢，当我们看到这些物质主 ，we laugh, right?
Yeah, they're working so hard, but they're never getting any satisfaction.
Okay, 就是说呢，就是当我们看到这个物质主义者的时候呢，我们就会笑。的原因呢，是因为他们为了要得到这么多的感官上的享乐而这么辛苦的在工作。
We think that's foolish, so we try to help them.
那我们觉得是让他们这么做是挺蠢的一件事，所以呢，我们想帮他们。
He said, but when they see us, they laugh. They think, oh, those Hare Krishnas are so stupid. They're not saving, they're not working to make money, they're not drinking, they're not eating meat. How can they be happy?
但是呢，当物质主义者看到 Hare Krishna 的修习者的时候呢，他们也会笑话他们，他们就会说这些人实在是太蠢了，你看他们也不上班，而且呢他们也不去挣生活，也不喝酒吃肉，那他们怎么能够变得快乐起来呢？
But a devotee is above all material criticism, whatever people think, you know.
但是无论人怎么想，这个 Krishna 知觉的修习者，他其实是超越于所有的批评之上的。
People can't understand Krishna. Like in India, we met a group of Christians, and the way they were preaching, they knew Krishna Lila.
那么人们呢是没有办法去真正了解 Krishna 的。比如说我们在印度的时候呢，就见到了一些基督徒，那么他们是知道 Krishna 的逍遥时光的，
So they knew Krishna is called the butter thief.
而且他们也知道 Krishna 被称为是偷狂油的人。
Okay, how can you worship a thief? Thief is bad.
所以他们就问了，他说你怎么可能去崇拜，
Bad.
你怎么可能去崇拜贼呢？这个贼是坏人呢？
They knew that Krishna killed Kamsa, who was his uncle.
而且他们也知道 Krishna 是杀死他的叔叔 uncle 的，他的叔叔 Kamsa 的人。
So by normal rules, you shouldn't kill your uncle.
那么就是按照普通的这种就是来一个常规的原则来说呢，我们是不应该杀死自己的叔叔的。
And actually, Krishna followed that. He killed Kamsa because that was the will of the Lord. It was predicted. But
但事实上 ，Krishna 他之所以会杀死康萨的原因呢，是因为这是主的愿望，而且呢，这也是被预言了的。
But when the brothers of Kamsa came to fight, they were also Krishna's uncles, but Krishna didn't fight them, or Balaram did.
但是呢，后来这个康萨的其他的那些兄弟们来跟 Krishna 打仗的时候呢，他们其实也是 Krishna 的兄弟，Krishna 的叔叔、舅舅，其实是 Krishna 的舅舅。那么 Krishna 就没有亲自杀死他们，而是 Balaram 杀死他们的。
Because Balaram was not. They weren't his uncles.
因为他们不是 Balaram 的舅舅。
They were uncles from Devaki side, so.
因为他们是这个 Devaki 妈妈的兄弟，所以说呢，只是 Krishna 的舅舅。
So that's, you know, the way things go.
所以就是这样的。
But so, then they also knew. Oh, many things. He had so many wives. That's not right either. Such a person.
所以呢，这个基督徒们他们也知道这个 Krishna 有好多妻子。那他觉得这也不对，我们也不能够去崇拜一个有好多的妻子的人。
So people that know who Krishna is, they just laugh. But people who've never been educated, they don't know what, you know, why you're Hindu or why you don't eat meat or something. They get bewildered by these things.
所以说呢，就是虽然就是很多知道 Krishna 的故事的这些人呢，他们就会去笑话。那么一个没有受过教育的人，那他就会被这些情景展现而变得迷惑，就会糊涂。
But devotees know who Krishna is. So they.
但是。
Everything Krishna does.
但是这个奉献者呢，他是知道 Krishna 是谁的，也知道 Krishna 他所做的这一切。
Okay, let's see if we have questions, because we can't stay late today.
Okay, 那我们今天因为时间有限制，看有没有问题啊。I see there is a question. Oh, okay, okay, there are questions. We do have questions. 桑吉玛尼，这是你从哪个开始啊？没有。No. Marge, the question is from previous week.
That's okay.
No. Previous, I think you have really answered that. Well, let me check with Satyamaji. Satyamaji, 现在有没有问题啊？就我现在看到了有一些问题，好像问题是上个星期都已经回答过了，是吧？
二宝。是这样，就是周三晚上留下来的一些问题，你看到吗？
在哪？您这些全都是什么哈？就是那么，
对，
就是那个
Radhika Priyamandaji 留的，从 Rajasambhava 那个开始。
Maharaj, the question is from the class you gave in the Wednesday evening.
Okay,
the first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 深深的顶拜亲爱的 Maharaj, 请问 Krishna 赐予婆罗门力量，如果婆罗门误用了力量去诅咒 Vaishnava, 结果会是怎么样呢？ Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Maharaj. So my question is that if, because Krishna empowered the Brahmana with the power. However, if the Brahmanas misused the power to curse the Vaishnava, what the result will be?
Well, the curse comes back on him.
那么就会有一个反诅咒。
Curses, that's the nature of curses.
那么这个就是 这就是诅咒的特性。
You get the same curse, but especially if someone tries to curse a devotee, then it really comes back.
那么就是当你去诅咒别人的时候呢，这个诅咒就会反到你的身上。那么特别是当人诅咒了奉献者之后，那么这个诅咒是一定还会回到他身上来的。
So angry people curse, you know, they wish bad for other people.
那么所以说呢，这个愤怒的人呢，他就会去诅咒，他们总是想就是想让别人过得不好。
Envious people curse.
而且呢，有嫉妒心的人他也会去诅咒。
They want to see somebody suffer.
他们希望能够看到别人在受苦。
But do you see that angry and envious people, they're never happy.
但是呢，我们可以看到愤怒的和嫉妒的人呢，他们从来都不会快乐。
Because even if you just criticize someone, you, whatever you're criticizing, you get the same qualities.
因为其实就当我们去批评人的时候，无论我们在批评人什么，我们都会在身上得到同样的批评人的那个那种性质。
If we praise someone, we get the qualities we're praising.
但是如果我们要是去赞美某人的话呢，我们也会得到我们赞扬的那个人的品质。
So say you're envious of someone that they're, you know, seem to be getting much more advancement or whatever. If we praise them, oh, that's so wonderful. This person is so successful or so good kirtan or good artist or anything, then gradually we'll get the same quality.
就是如果我们要是看到那如果我们要是看到某人他就是在各方面取得了进步啊，那如果我们要是感到嫉妒的话就不好。如果我们要是能够去在他们的这个进步的方面去给予他们赞扬赞美的话，那么慢慢的我们也能够得到他身上的这种品质，就是他的这种进步，比如说很好的唱诵kirtan的等等。
Devotee is para suki suki. When he sees other people happy, he becomes that.
那么这个奉献者呢，他是 para suki suki， 也就是当他看到别人快乐的时候呢，他也会变得非常的快乐。
And the ordinary person is para duki suki duki. When he sees other people unhappy, he becomes happy.
但是呢，这个非奉献者呢，他会变成了是。You mean non-devotees will be like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 那么这个非奉献者呢，就是 hara suki duki， 也就是当他看到别人不快乐的时候呢，他就会很开心。
You can see that, like, you know, it's weird, but people love to hear bad news. You know, the TV news is mostly bad news.
那么有一种很古怪的
world.
有一种很古怪的种现象，就是大家其实是很喜欢去听那些不好的消息的，而且也是喜欢去看那些。传播着这个不好的消息的新闻。
Devotees like to hear good news.
但是呢，奉献者是喜欢听好消息的。
And if they hear bad news, they feel sorry and they want to help the people who suffer.
那么当他们听到了不好的消息的时候呢，他就会感到很伤心，而且希望能够去帮助那些在受苦的人。
Okay.
The next question.
Give blessings. Devotees give blessings.
Okay.所以说呢，这个奉献者呢，他要做的事情呢，是要给予祝福，而不是去诅咒。
And a real Brahmana, it's really Brahminical. He won't really curse people, but people so-called Brahmanas, just like that Shingi who cursed Maharaj Prickett, he had the Brahminical power, but he was young and immature, and he misused it.
那么就是。真正的婆罗门他是具有婆罗门品质的，他是不会去诅咒人的。但是比如说像孙吉，他诅咒了帕克希特王，那么虽然说他是一个婆罗门，他是被这个富有了婆罗门的力量，但是他自己是一个非常的不成熟的没有这个全面发展的一个没有全面发展出婆罗门品质的人，一个小男孩。Yes. The next question is from 阿莲。感谢 Guru Maharaj 精彩的讲课，感谢 对，感谢Malati甜美的翻译。因为 Krishna 的奉献者爱 Krishna， 希望能够到达 Krishna 的至尊居所服务 Krishna， 所以我们追随奉献者的脚步，培养对奉献者对 Krishna 的爱，就能够达到这同一目标吗？ Thank you Maharaj for your excellent lecture. The devotee of the Lord really in love with the Lord. So they hope to go back to the abode of the Lord.So as long as we are following the footstep of the devotee, then eventually we will reach the same goal as those devotees, to be back with the Lord. Is that right?
Yeah.
是的。Is that right? I mean, that's it?
Yeah. Just that. That's true. You know, that's why it's recommended, like a wife should be submissive to the husband, and the disciple should be submissive to the guru. If the person is going to Krishna and you follow, you're going to get to Krishna also.
是这样的，这就为什么就是如我们为什么要服从于我们的丈夫的这个旨意，然后呢也要去服从于我们的灵性导师的这个训令。也就是说，因为如果要是丈夫也好，还有灵性导师也好，如果这个人他是要去向 Krishna 的话，那我们就应该紧紧的追随着他的步伐一起去。
So we have to know. That's why we read Prabhupada's book, so we know who's going towards Krishna.
那么所以说呢，我们叫这个追随着 Srila Prabhupada 的，因为我们知道他是去到 Krishna 那里的。
All right.
Yes.So the next question is from Radha Nanda Mataji. Guruji, 在 Krishna 导演的诅咒里，是不是在检验被诅咒的品性，或者这原本就是主 Krishna 的一种超然的逍遥呢？是不是在检验被诅咒者的品性？Guru Maharaj, is that true that because...Is the Lord Krishna, he arranged all of the cursed things to happen. So for the thing arranged by the Lord, is that true? Is him trying to check the quality of the curse, of the cursors? Or actually this is a kind of a transcendental pastime of the Lord?
Yeah, not every cursing person is arranged by Krishna. But in these cases, like we're reading about these transcendental personalities, and it's Krishna's arrangement. Mm-hmm. Like someone's asking about Yamaraj. Vidura was Yamaraj. So apparently he was cursed by one Muni to become a Sudra.
Mm-hmm.那么这个并不是说是所有的这些诅咒全部都是由 Krishna 所安排和导演的，但是呢我们现在所读到的这些超人的人物，他们所设计的这个诅咒呢是被 Krishna 所安排的。那比如说像这个Vidura， 他本来他是这个 Yamaraj， 但是呢他被那个 who's cursed Vidura？ Mandaka Muni 他呢就诅咒了这个 Vidura， 诅咒了这个 Yamaraj， 然后让他成为一名 Sudra。
So but Yamaraj can't be cursed by anybody，
但是 Yamaraj 他本人是不能够被任何人所诅咒的。
But it was a Leela. Krishna needed a holiday from his very hard work, Yamaraj.
但是从这些逍遥时光里面讲到呢，就是 Yamaraj 他因为工作太辛苦了，所以说呢他需要放一个假，他要。
No rest. Same souls are coming back again and again.
Sorry?
The same souls keep coming back, you know.
就是这个同样的这些灵魂就没完没了的一直在不断的回来。
So, but he's a devotee, so Krishna gave him a vacation, you know.
所以呢，由于他是奉献者，所以 Krishna 就给他放假了。
And he could be a very important part in Krishna's pastimes on earth.
那这样的话呢，他就可以去参与到 Krishna 非常重要的逍遥时光中了。
So obviously, and like for a kid, he would never do what he did normally. He wouldn't get tired and thirsty, and he certainly wouldn't, you know, put a snake around a sage or anything. But Krishna arranged, and he did something.
但是呢，比如说像这个 Parikshit 王也是，他首先这个正常的这种状态下的话，他是不会那么轻易就口渴了，而且他也不会那么易怒，他也不会把一条蛇就生生的放在人家的这个脖子上。但是呢，是 Krishna 安排了这一切的这个发生。
So the devotees, they want to, you know, they enjoy these kind of things as Krishna's Leela, but it also satisfies the demons to think just seeing it.
所以说呢，这个Krishna 这个 Krishna 的奉献者，他们是非常的喜欢参与到 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光中里面的。
All right.
但是这个恶魔他也是希望能够这个看到这个逍遥时光的展现的。Sorry, Maharaj, it's just that there is a dog passed by.
I didn't know they had dogs like that. At least I never saw stray dogs, people with their pet dogs. They were always very peaceful and nice dogs.
Yes. So, there was a question from today.
Okay.
还有今天的一个问题哈，是老尼婆布的问题。佛教讲的明心见性的人，道教讲的得道的人，他们才是真正一流的奉献者。而我们协会的奉献者，我对照了一下，最多只能算是三流的奉献者。一流的还会去做三流的事情吗？还会去搞神像崇拜吗？谢谢。佛教讲的明心见性的人，道教讲的得道的人，他们才能是真正一流的奉献者。而我们协会的奉献者，我对照了一下，最多只能算是三流。The proposed question is that the person who realize their mind and also their quality, and also the realized the person talked by the Taoism, they are actually considered as the first class of devotees. But for the devotees from over ISKCON, from seeing what they do, I think they are actually the third class of devotees. So I wonder if the first class of devotee will do the third class type of activities.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure the question.
Yeah, well, I always tell people, you know, we should be more worried what class of devotee I am than what everyone else, because we're not so qualified to judge.
妈儿他说呢，他说其实对于我们来说呢，我们总是要去好好的去想一想我们自己是属于哪一流的这个奉献者，然后呢不要去想别人到底是属于哪一流的，因为我们实际上是没有任何的资格去评判的。
And Prabhupada sometimes says first class is a Brahmin, second class is a Kshatriya, third class Vaishya, fourth class Shudra.But a Vaishnava is not any of those things. He's Vaishnava.
So, Shri Prabhupada 就经常就会说呢，可能就是一流的是婆罗门，二流的是刹帝利，三流是Vaishya, 四流是 Sudra. 但是呢，其实作为一个 Vaishnava 来讲呢，它不属于任何一个，因为 Vaishnava 它是超越于所有这些这种类的。
So someone might be a very advanced Vaishnava.But they're doing the cleaning the temple, taking out the garbage, or fixing a car or something. Looks like Sudra worth.
那么所以有一个人呢，他可能是一个非常的精进高深的 Vaishnava， 但是他外在所做的工作呢，他可能是在收拾垃圾，他可能是在这个扫大街，那或者是在这个洗汽车，他可能从事的是 Sudra 在从事的活动。
Okay?
Yeah. And,
I don't know exactly what, but sometimes the new devotees are just saying, I don't think this devotee is very pure, they're not acting nice, they didn't talk nice to me or something. We have to be very careful about making judgments. Better to look at yourself.
那就是因为这个老尼帕布的这个问题不是特别的这个清楚，所以说呢，由于我可能跟咕噜没有翻译的太清楚，所以咕噜现在只能翻译到，就只能回答到这个状态。如果要是不对的话呢，您再问这个问题啊。那么咕噜就说呢，经常来说就是可能有一些这个新奉献者，他可能就会说，这个人对我说话不好，然后那个人对我的态度不好。那么其实我们在去对别人的进行评判的时候呢，我们一定要非常的小心。
So the Kanishka Adhikari, they think I'm the best devotee, or even I'm the only devotee.
那么 Kanishka 这个层面呢，也就是这个初级层面的这个奉献者呢，他会觉得我自己是那最棒的奉献者，甚至他会觉得我就是唯一那一位奉献者。
I call them the Maha Kanishka. They think I'm the only devotee. Everyone else is just a fake.
那么我们把它给称为叫 Maha Kanishka devotee， 他会觉得那我是那唯一的，就我这么一个奉献者，其他人全都是假的。
But the Mahabhagavat, the Uttama Adhikari, they think everyone is a devotee except me.
但是这个 Mahabhagavat， 也就是 Uttama Adhikari 的这个奉献者，最高层面的奉献者呢，他们会觉得其他人都是奉献者，除了我之外，大家都是。
Everyone else is serving Krishna, but I'm not. So, Hare Krishna, and then they're chanting all the time.
那么所以说虽然说他们是每天都在念诵，一直都在念诵，但是呢，他会觉得其他人都在服务 Krishna， 而我没有服务。
Okay.
So
time is up, right?
Yeah. Sorry, there are still a couple of questions here. Shall we leave it for next week?
Yeah. Time for one.
Radha Nanda.
We have 3 minutes.
Okay. Radha Nanda Mahaji said that Hare Krishna, 顶拜亲爱的 Gurudev， 请问我们经常听到一些人用新人这个词来评判出席者，这样的评判属于 Krishna 知觉吗？谢谢 Ramananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, dear Guru Maharaj. So we always hear that people use newcomer this term to judge those new joined person. So when we use this type of mentality to say people, is that the Krishna consciousness?
I can't follow the question.
Okay, I think she's asking that because sometimes we have the newcomer, come in.
Many times.
Yeah, then we would just say, you know, this is a newcomer. So she say if the newcomer is the right word to address a new petitioner, if we are using the word of newcomer, is that a way to be in Krishna consciousness?
We don't know, you know, who's new. They might be new to us, but they might, in their previous life, they might have done so much.
事实上，我们并不知道谁是新人。那么这个人可能对于我们来说是个新人，但他其实他在前世里面他都已经修了好久了。
So we should address, when we're addressing people, no matter who it is, we should think Prabhu.
那所以说无论这个人他到底是谁，我们在称呼他的时候呢，我们都应该称呼他为 Prabhu。
But when someone is, we know, you know, we have to help people who are seemingly new, or we don't want to label everybody in something like it's inferior。
而且呢，就是如果我们要是想去帮助别人的时候，我们也不要给人家贴一个标签，好像这个人要比我们低等一点。
But we do have like new bhakti class and all that, you know, we had to, I remember one time when Japanese devotees first came to India, Mayapur, and one of the Matajis was saying, you know, I never think I'm Japanese, but here, you know, they say, okay, Japanese go over here for the translation and the Chinese go over here and everybody starts to think more like, oh, I'm Japanese, you know.
但是我们其实确实还有一些这个新 Bhakta 的一些课程。但我还记得有一次，就是这个日本的奉献者到这个马雅普去上课的时候呢，有位日本的马雅吉，他就说呢，我从来都不会，我以前从来没想过我是一个日本人。但是呢，在上课的时候呢，经常就会说啊，日本的奉献者到这边来，这边有翻译；中国的奉献者到那边去，那边有翻译。所以呢，就在这会儿的时候呢，就会让我更加的去想我自己是到底是一个什么样的具体的人。
Well, we have to let you know think like that, but we should always feel I'm a newcomer.
但是我们，总是会去想着我自己是一个新人。
I'm a student.
我是一个学生。
Always feel like a beginner. Then we'll always try to make advancement.
那我总是让自己觉得自己就是一个新开始学习的人。那这样的话呢，我就又总是有机会可以去取得进步。
Okay, I'm keeping you over time, so thank you very much. 谢谢。
谢谢 Maharaj。所有的荣耀都归于慧
根。
Thank you, Maharaj. So there are three questions. We'll leave it for either Wednesday evening or next Friday morning.
So you wrong. Yeah. So you wrong. Yao Wu. Gui Yu Ju. He Feng Sha Jie.
Very good. Very good. So the Rong Ado Gui Chu Hui the Fuxianzhe.
Except you say it twice faster.
I can speak it slowly. So the Rong Ado Gui Chu Hui the Fuxianzhe.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like what I said. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hey, Shay. That's easy. Shay, Shay.
Shay, Shay. 百官的知音，服务员聆听，各位的尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的这个早课呢就到此结束了。由于这个时间的这个关系，我们后面的这个问题呢只能请 Maharaj 下一周再回答。非常感恩 Maharaj 的精彩讲课，也非常感谢所有的聚会的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周五。谢谢 Sati Mataji, Hare Krishna.